goodbye to the snow. Hello there, and welcome to the Wagga Load of Monkeys here on Radio Catskill. I'm Graham Rice, and today we're looking on the bright side, smiling in the face of reality, perhaps. But we have songs about spring. Goodbye to the snow? Let's hope so. We're also a little later than previously promised, starting the Cranky Island Song Project. More about that in just a few minutes, and of course we have some recent releases in two tracks from the fine new album from Mike McGoldrick, John McCusker and John Doyle, who I saw live just a couple of weeks ago. But first, a short poem by Margaret Buckle called March, read by Neve Cusack, and then a song called Goodbye to the Snow from Steve Tilston.
I shall never catch up with March, never catch up with the stir and the lift and the mounting surge of the mighty month, March, when everything quickens, everything moves. Hurry, hurry, stare all you can. Yesterday colt's foot, primrose tomorrow, and the delicate wind flowers, rosy veined. Round the boles of the leafless branches. Hurry, hurry, watch while you may the dark and the bright of running water and silver willow buds fleeting by. The wind comes roaring, leaping, blowing over the moors where the grass is growing, though snow still lies in eddies and scrawls. Listen, a curlew. March is over.
Goodbye to the snow. Soon even the back roads will clear. Now is the time to go. There's nothing for me here. Goodbye to the snow. Between the roots I have pinned. Seen new life aglow. Gone are the reasons for fear. The spring has never failed me yet. One last look behind. There's a chance that I might forget. I might forget. It's too late for regret. Away between the rocks I retreat. Cold will be the day when next we chance to meet. Now comes the time, only fame. Choice is mine, only a fool would talk of fate. Go gather me up the spring. The spring has never failed me yet. One last look behind. There's a chance that I might forget. I might forget. It's too late for regret. Go gather me up the spring. Spring has never failed me yet. One last look behind. There's a chance that I might forget. I might forget. It's too late for regret.
Goodbye to the snow, soon even the back roads will be clear. Now is the time to go, there's nothing for me here. I will melt away between the rocks, I'll retreat, cold will be the day when next we chance to meet. That was Steve Tilster with Goodbye to the Snow from his 1995 album Distant Days. And before that, Neve Cusack reading March, a poem by the blind poet Margaret Buckle from Yorkshire in the heart of England. Now, the Cranky Island Song Project. And what, pray, is the Cranky Island Song Project? Well, during lockdown, Kathy Jordan, the lead singer with a big deal Irish band Dervish, began to research the traditional songs from her home county in County Roscommon, which is pretty much bang in the middle of Ireland. Later, she expanded her research into the whole of Ireland, realising how many traditional songs were still being passed along from singer to singer in the back rooms of pubs and other such places and had never been recorded. Anyway, the culmination of her research was the recording and release of an album of mostly unknown songs that Kathy had unearthed, one for each county in the whole of Ireland. 32 in all. Over the months, not every week, but as often as we can, we're going to hear the whole album. Two songs each time, and we start with songs from County Offaly and County Kildare, Reynard the Fox and the Curragh Wrens.
County gentlemen over hills, dales and rocks, they rode along so joyfully in search of a fox. Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away. When Reynard was started, he faced Tullamore and Athlone and Wicklow along the seashore. We kept his brush in view straight, he made his course for the streets of Rostrade. Tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, everybody's away, hark away. For Reynard, sly Reynard, lay hid there that night, and we swore we would watch him until the daylight. Next morning, early morning, sweet smell of horses and the sweet cry of hounds. Tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, me boys away, hark away. When Reynard was started, he faced to the hollow, where none but the footmen and the hounds they could follow. The gentleman cried, watch him, what will he do? If the rocks do not stop him, he will cross to Killaloo. Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys away, hark away. wishes to fulfill. He sent for pen and paper and ink to write his will. And what he made mention of, we found it no thank for. He gave us all a check on the National Bank. Oh, to you, Mr. Casey, I leave my whole estate. And to you, Mr. Johnson, my money and my plate. I give to you, sir, Manahan, my whips, spurs and cap. For you jumped o'er hedge and ditches and you nailed a corrie gap. Tally-ho, Hathaway, tally-ho. I'm a poor girl born near Dublin City, all alone and lonely, oh. The landlord and us showed no pity. I was born to be a coroner. My parents died, likewise my brother, all alone and lonely, oh. And at 14 years I became a mother. I was born to be a coroner. Lay before me all alone and lonely, oh. To the road I took my baby and me, born to be a coroner. For miles we trekked through driving weather, all alone and lonely, oh. Till on Kildare Plain and beat us in the mud, born to be a coroner. All ye who judge us from your sapphires, all alone and lonely, oh. shame your righteous heads, born to be a Corran. We were banished out to hallowed quarters, guardsmen scorned us from their altars. Who will love the sons and daughters born unto this Corran? We were banished out to hallowed quarters, guardsmen scorned us from their altars. Who will love the sons and daughters?
From the Cranky Island Song Project from Kathy Jordan, that's her county-by-county look at Irish folk song. First, from the county of Offaly in the province of Leinster, which is half... From the Cranky Island Song Project from Kathy Jordan, that's her county-by-county look at Irish folk song. First, from the county of Offaly in the province of Leinster, halfway between Dublin on the east coast and Galway on the west. And Offaly is one of the least populated of Irish counties, just 84,000 people. But Brian Cohen, former Taoiseach, that's Prime Minister of Ireland, and the singer-songwriter Mundy are from County Offaly. So, from County Offaly we heard Reynard the Fox. And then from County Kildare, also in Leinster, we heard the Currarens. And County Kildare is immediately to the west and southwest of Dublin, with a population of around 250,000. Arthur Guinness, founder of the brewery, came from County Kildare. Indeed, the last time I checked, the water that goes into the stout at the Dublin brewery was tankered in from County Kildare. The explorer Ernest Shackleton also came from County Kildare. That's the Cranky Island Song Project. Two more counties next time, plus more about why it's called the Cranky Island Song Project. Find out more at crankyisland.com. After the break, songs about spring. St. Patrick's Day is coming along fast, so what sort of music should we hear on the next week's Bangalore the Monkeys here in Radio Catskill? How about some of the great classics of the Irish songbook? Wild Rover, Black Velvet Band, Whiskey in the Jar, and more. So please join me, Graham Rice, for some St. Patrick's Day sing-along Irish music on Sunday afternoon at 3. Right, songs about spring. Now, the meteorologists say that spring begins on the 1st of March, but they don't live in our part of the country, do they? We're all too often in early March. We look out and see nothing but snow. But whenever spring begins, every year I like to bring you a selection of spring songs. So here we go, with this year's choice. First, let's hear Carter Dolby, a local duo from here in East Northamptonshire in England's East Midlands, where I'm putting the show together for you. We'll hear First Day of Spring. And then Maddie Pryor, that Steel Ice Band's Maddie Pryor, plus Benji Kirkpatrick and Giles Lewin, we'll hear Staines Morris.
White blossom by the roadside, had some beauty to this space. dead leaves have been scattered. I feel some warmth upon my face. In the distance I hear laughter, voices carried through the air. Brings a distant memory, it takes me far from here. And it melts away my troubles, my sorrow and my pain. It's the first day of spring, my dear, and I'm back in love once again. Sorry, Mr. Elliot, but I think you've got it wrong. 'Cause April ain't so cruel and winter didn't keep me warm. But we've overcome these darkest days when feelings weren't so sure. Now the sun is shining kindly, love came knocking at my door. And it melts away my troubles, my sorrow and my pain. It's the first day of spring, my. And I'm back in love once again. So roll back the blinds, let the sunlight in, brush off the dust that settled on your skin. Yesterday I gazed upon the sky and saw the sun eclipsed. Saw strangers walking hand in hand and remembered what I'd. Today the grass grows greener, much greener than before. Life's too short for worry, that's not what life is for. And you melt away my troubles, my sorrow and my pain. It's the first day of spring, my dear, and I'm back in love once again. It's the first day of spring, my dear, and I'm back in love once again.
your lies is in your hands. For it is love which thus commands.
Enter the maypole, haste away. For it is now a holiday. Enter the maypole, haste away. For it is now a holiday.
'Tis the choice time of the year. For the violets now appear. Now the rose receives its birth. And pretty primrose decks the earth.
Enter the maypole, haste away, for 'tis now a holiday.
Here each bachelor will choose one that will not bathe abuse, nor repay with coy disdain love that should be loved again.
Enter the maypole, haste away.
Enter the maypole, haste away, for 'tis now our holiday.
Enter the maypole, haste away, for 'tis now our holiday.
When you thus have spent your time, till the day is past its prime, to your beds repair at night, and dream there on your day's delight.
Enter the maypole, haste away.
Kicking off this year's spring selection, First Day of Spring from Carter Dolby, Matt Carter on guitar and vocals, and Lottie Dolby on vocals. The album is Rhythm and Time. And then Staines Morris from Maddie Pryor, Benji Kirkpatrick and Giles Lewin. The album is Seven for Old England. Now, as we continue with a raging shake of the fist at the recent snow and ice, and open our arms to welcome the spring, two more spring songs. First by one of England's finest songwriters, and then by one of Ireland's. Written in Green by Bella Hardy, and then First Light of Spring from Luca Bloom.
Sweet hearts of me. Well, it's time to be unfree. white frosty morning. I'm a bird of hunger. Orange glow horizon coming out from under. First light of spring, my love. First light of spring. First light of spring, my love, is sweeter than anything. Across the earth I see you, swan-like moving there. The sun comes over trees and throws its light upon your head. I'm shaken by a blackbird. I turn to hear its song. Looking back, I cannot see you, my one and only one. First light of spring, my love. First light of spring. First light of spring, my love, is sweeter than anything. The daffodil is pushing through, the snowdrops want to rise. Still I look to see you in these frosty night skies. First light of spring, my love. First light of spring. First light of spring, my love, is sweeter than anything. Sweeter than anything.
Was Irish singer and songwriter Luca Bloom with First Light of Spring. The album is called Innocence. And before that, we heard Bella Hardy with Written in Green. The album is Songs Lost and Stolen. Next up, the recent and the very much not so recent, Ben Calvert and then Donovan.
Oh, if you ever find you're stuck inside a game, just think about the girl who walks out in the rain. She likes to comb her hair and then she walks downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. She likes to tie her hair so she don't fall downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. And if you ever feel like life's returned to sane, just think of all the cartoon people in your brain. She likes to comb her hair and then she walks downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. She likes to tie her hair so she don't fall downstairs. She'll go out walking in the rain. And when she does, she knows her life is waterproof. Upon her hood the rain knocks just like on a roof. And when she's back inside, she loves to be outside. She's been out walking in the rain. And when she's dry again, and when she's feeling strange, she'll go out walking once again.
She's been out walking in the rain. She's been out walking in the rain. She's been out walking in the rain.
Showered for a drip, splash and trickle running. Plant has flowered in the sand, shell and pebble sunning. So begins another spring, green leaves and of berries. Chiff chaff eggs are painted by mother bird eating cherries. In a misty tangled sky, faster wind is blowing. In a newborn rabbit's heart, river life is flowing. So begins another spring, green leaves and of berries. Chiff chaff eggs are painted by mother bird eating cherries. Dark and wetted soil, petals are unfolding. From the stony village kirk, Easter bells of old ring. So begins another spring, green leaves and of berries. Chiff chaff eggs are painted by mother bird eating cherries. Rain has showered for a drip, splash and a trickle running. Plant has flowered in the sand, shell and the pebble sunning. So begins another spring, green leaves and of berries. Chiff chaff eggs are painted by mother bird eating cherries.
First there was Ben Calvert with She'll Go Walking in the Rain, in which he describes the joy of going outside and enjoying the springtime after the harshness of the winter months. It's the title track from his 2021 album of folkish music with a contemporary tinge. Folk Radio UK described Ben Calvert as a sort of male Vashti Bunyan, albeit filtered through the echoes of early Morrissey and Nick Drake. For those inclined to uneasy listening in the eerie hours between the shades of dusk and the faint gloom of dawn, Calvert continues to prove to be an intoxicating singular talent. And then we heard Donovan from his praised and derided double album, A Gift from a Flower to a Garden. We heard The Lullaby of Spring. Rain has showered far her drip, splash and trickle running. Plant has flowered in the sand, shell and pebble sunning. So begins another spring, green leaves and of berries. chiff-chaff eggs are painted by mother bird eating cherries. Donovan is not really very fashionable at the moment, but he wrote some lovely songs, and that's one of them. The Lullaby of Spring from Donovan. Finally, in the spring selection, two traditional songs brought to us by two rather different artists. First, John Renbourn with So Early in the Spring, and then Bob and Ron Copper with The Birds in the Spring.
So early, early in the spring, I shipped on board to serve my king. I left my dearest, my dear behind. She oft-times swore that her heart was mine. Now all the time that I sailed the seas, I could not find one moment's ease for thinking on my dearest dear. Never a word of my love did hear.
You never heard so sweet as the bird in the spring. At the end of the grove I sat myself down, and the song of the nightingale echoed all around. Their song was so charming, their notes were so clear. No music, no songster.
No music, no songster.
No music, no songster can with them compare. All you that come here, the small birds to hear, I'll have you pay attention, so pray all draw near. And when you're growing old, you will have this to say, that you never heard so sweet.
That you never heard so sweet.
You never heard so sweet as the birds on the spray.
A traditional song from John Renbourn there, the title track from his 1979 album, So Early in the Spring. So early, early in the spring, I shipped on board to serve my king. I left my dearest dear behind. She often swore her heart was mine. But then it didn't turn out so well, did it? And then we heard The Birds in the Spring from Bob and Ron Copper. The album is Traditional Songs from Rottingdean. And Rottingdean, not the village with the most attractive of names. It's a village on the south coast of England, to the southwest of London. Now, Bob and Ron Copper and the Copper family are significant in the English tradition, so I have it in mind to tell you a little more about them, about the Copper family, before too long. OK, in just a moment, this week's recent releases.
Hi there, I'm Angela Page. I do a show called Folk Plus, and I do it right before Graham's Wagon Load of Monkeys. So if you're listening now, you're probably a folk fan. And if you want to hear clever lyrics, memorable melodies, all wound around one theme, check out my show Folk Plus, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Okay, new music. I was planning two pieces for you this week, but time has clamped down upon us. So I have instead a splendid piece from Mike McGoldrick, John McCusker and John Doyle. Saw them live just a couple of weeks ago. They were superb, but no sign of an American tour at the moment, I'm sorry to say. So from their new album, Between the Mountain and the Sea, we'll hear The Hare's Lament, Pat Munns and Toss the Feathers.
On the 12th day of June in the year 84, the morning being beautiful, charming and clear, disturbed from my dreams as I lay in my den. I dreamt of deep water, high rock and low glen, with my heart tally-ho, hark over yon brow. She's over, cried the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. As I sat in my form for to view the plains round, I was trembling and shaking in fear of the hound. Seeing no danger appear unto me, I quickly hopped up to the top of Sleeve Goa with my heart tally-ho, hark over yon brow. She's over, cried the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. Hunted me up and they hunted me down. At the loop of the burn they did me surround. Then cried a huntsman to end all the strife, he said, leave the hare down, give her play for her life. With my heart tally-ho, hark over yon brow. She's over, cried a huntsman, and Chicago. To Bowman and Wood, for they sprinkled the plain with my innocent blood. They let Renard go free, that cunning game fox, who ate all them chickens, fat hens, and game cocks. With my heart, tally-ho, hark over yon bough, she's over, cried the huntsman, and yonder she goes. And now I'm for dying, I know not the crime, for the value of sixpence I ne'er of mankind. I never was given to rob or to steal, all the harm that I've done was lop the heads of green tail. With my heart tally-ho, hark over yon bough, she's over by the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. With my heart tally-ho, hark over yon bough, she's over by the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. She's over crying a huntsman, and yonder she'll go.
That's Mike McGoldrick on the pipes, low whistle and flute, John McCusker on the fiddle, low whistle and lap organ, plus John Doyle on vocals and guitars of various kinds. We heard The Hare's Lament, Pat Mahons and Toss the Feathers. The album just out is Between the Mountain and the Sea. We're playing out with Spring Fling from the Jeremiahs. Thank you for joining me as we look out of the window at spring or look ahead to spring. Next week I'll bring you a sing-along Irish favourites for St Patrick's Day. So mind how you go, though don't mind too much, otherwise you'll never do anything interesting. Please continue to hunt out gems in the local Goodwill stores and please donate generously. That's it. Drive like a jackass. Please stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures. See you next Sunday afternoon at 3. Bye now.
Caregiving for a loved one can be stressful. The Caregiver Resource Center is here to help, offering information and referrals, support groups, and workshops. A co-partnership between Cornell Cooperative Extension and the Office for the Aging of Sullivan County, the center also offers exercise and educational programs for seniors. Information at sullivancce.org/events. Supported by a grant from the New York State Department of Health and the Alzheimer's Association.
I'm your host, Sabine Siddique, for this special program, Storytellers, Muslims, Community, and Culture in America, which weaves together the voices of American Muslims to chronicle their long history in this country, their often hidden contributions, and shows what we can hear when Muslims have a chance to hold the mic. From 8 p.m.
tomorrow night at 7 on Radio Catskill.
The Trump administration is building mega detention facilities in the U.S. There's a $38 billion plan to purchase industrial warehouses and turn them into warehouses for people facing deportation. DHS says conditions are humane. People who've been detained in some centers say they didn't expect to come out alive.
It's a lot of possibility to die in jail, and it's unfair.
That's on the next On Point.
Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill. WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.